This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game,
Chance Beat Breezy!
That's right. Welcome to the show. With the 15th annual Bachelor Auction taking place March 22nd at Anthology, we're giving you and a friend a chance to win a pair of tickets to the event. We need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800. Breezy has 9 wins and 11 losses on the board.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take that.
I hate that.
PXY, who's this?
Hi, it's Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, Lee. Lily.
What are you doing?
That was my nickname growing up.
Oh, I love that for you.
What are you doing, Lily?
I'm shopping for customers.
Oh, you're shopping for customers. All right. Well, Are you ready to go head-to-head with Breezy? Because you're color
Yay! Yay! Let's do it.
All right, Lily.
Do it.
Talk some trash to Breezy before she leaves.
Oh, I'll kick her butt.
Oh, God.
Who's going to kick her butt? We love it.
Just kick it. All right. See ya.
All right. The rules are simple, Lee. You have 5 seconds to answer each question. If our listener ties with Breezy, Lee, we're going to give you the win, okay?
All right.
Let's go to question number one. Lee, what day on the calendar is known as Star Wars Day?
Star Wars Day?
That's right.
Let me think here. Oh, May 4th.
Going with May 4th. Final answer?
Yep.
Question number two. Lee, which country is Ryan Gosling from? 5 seconds on the clock.
Ryan Gosling. Colorado.
Right, of course. Okay. All right. I love that country. Let's go to question number three. Lee, which actress plays Barbie in the 2024 live action film?
Is it Margot Robbie? Is that how you say her name?
Say it one more time.
Margot Robbie.
Okay. Margot Robbie is who you're looking for.
Margot.
All right. Okay. Putting you down from Margot Robbie. That's okay. Are you a football fan, Lee?
Sort of. I like the Bills.
I love Bills Mafia representing. All right. Let's go to this question. Question number four. Which quarterback has thrown the most NFL touchdowns? Which quarterback, Lee, has thrown the most NFL touchdowns?
I'm trying to think of his name.
I would go quick. The clock is ticking. You got 3 seconds.
Jerry Rice.
I absolutely love it. It's a great guess. Okay, let's go to question number five. Lily, which part of the body on a lion can determine its age? Pick a body part on a lion. It's going to tell you how old this lion is. What's the body part?
Teeth, I thought, right?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going with teeth. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We're going to tally these up and see how well you did, Lee. All right, Breezy.
Okay.
Put your game face on, Breeze. We are looking, Lee, at a total of 2 out of 5 going to Breezy.
Oh, I tried.
That's all right. Don't get discouraged just yet. I suck, so don't worry.
There's a reason she's 9 and 11. All right, stay right there, Lee. Breezy, question number one. What day is known as Star Wars Day?
May the 4th be with you.
Going with May 4th, all right? Question number two, which country...
The day before my birthday.
Right. Thank you for circling it back to you again. Which country is Ryan Gosling from?
Canada?
Is that a question or your answer?
I'm going to say Canada.
She's going with Canada. Question number three, Breezy, which actress plays Barbie in the 2024 live-action film?
Margot Robbie. Queen.
And I think Lily said Maggot Robbie, but close enough.
So close. Right.
Breezy, question four. Big football girly over here.
Football girl.
Breezy's big bet.
Let's go dang.
Which quarterback has thrown the most NFL touchdowns?
Tom Brady.
Final answer?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to question number five. Breezy, which part of the body on a lion can determine its age? Pick a body part.
I think it's tail.
I do. Okay, all right, that's a good guess. All right, let's go. You think it's tail? All right, let's tally these up. Hey, Lily, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, well, unfortunately for you, you got 2 out of 5 correct. Breezy got 5.
Did I really? I got 5 out of 5?
I misspoke. 4 out of 5. Close enough.
You're the worst.
I was thinking, it's too early in the morning.
No, so. Well, let me run you through this, okay? All right, hold on, Lily. You were correct. May 4th is known as Star Wars Day. I asked which country Ryan Gosling is from. You said Colorado, Lee. Close.
Oh, my God, Lee. Sweetie, what's happening?
It was
early.
Canada.
No, we get it.
Margot Robbie does play the actress in Barbie movie. We asked which quarterback has thrown the most NFL touchdowns. It is Tom Brady, not Jerry Rice.
I was thinking him.
Oh, Jerry!
And of course, the body part on a lion, you can determine its age on the lion by the nose. You said teeth, and Breezy said tail.
You know, I was thinking nose as well for some reason. I don't know why.
I know. We got tickets on the line here.
I know. And like, I love your efforts and I honestly love you so much for throwing it for me so I can get my game back up here.
Well, now it's 9 and 10.
There we go.
By the way, Lee, who would you have brought to the auction with you?
My daughter.
Who's your daughter?
Her name is Rain.
Rain? Lee and Rain.
Uh-huh.
How old is she?
Yeah, how old is she?
She's 22.
She can go. You guys need a night out?
Has she been through a breakup recently or?
Oh, she's dated, but yeah, she's had breakups, you know, they're young.
All right.
A whole different generation.
I think that she needs to find her Prince Charming and we're going to send you to the Bachelor auction anyways.
I love it.
Lee, you're going to go to the Bachelor auction. That's very generous of you, Breezy.
I did pay her to lose, but these things...
I thank you for that.
We thank you.
All right, Lee, 15th annual Bachelor auction. Make sure you and your daughter dress to impress. We're more than happy to send you guys to the auction at Anthology off East Ave.
Yes, you're so welcome.
All right. Hey, do me a favor, though. Before I get all your info and let you go, say, my name is Lee from Rochester, and I can't beat Breezy.
My name is Lee from Rochester, and I can't beat Breezy.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 KXY.
Speaks by Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 893 days. That's how long Ryan Corbett of Livingston County was held prisoner by the Taliban in Afghanistan. Corbett returned to U.S. back in January, and on Saturday, there was a really nice homecoming that was held in his honor in his hometown of Dansville. People ask me now, he said, how did you survive? And he says, all I can say, it was by God's strength, and it was taking it day at a time. Sometimes it was an hour at a time, but Corbett is an entrepreneur with Bloom Afghanistan, an organization focused on helping them boost their economy. It's during one of his visits, because the question is, how did this even happen? But he went to the country where he was captured in August of 2022. He was there for a short trip. He was visiting staff and teaching a seminar, and that's when he was detained by the Taliban.
That's really scary.
He says, at first they told me there was a threat against me and they wanted to keep me safe. They told me that I was their guest, and if I was a prisoner, I would know it, because they would have an underground cell for prisoners. Then, from one moment to the next, their entire demeanor changed completely. They took my phone, they frisked me down, and then they threw me into that cell that they talked about for the next 29 months. I was held by them while waiting for our government to work out a solution with my captors. He said, my lovely wife worked with determination from day one until day 893. He said, when we set our vows here in Dansville 21 years ago, had no idea, for better or for worse, what that could possibly mean, and now we know. But 220 people in attendance, almost no one more excited than his wife, Anna.
Right.
And a longtime friend, Abby Miller, who traveled 8 hours from Indiana, painted a beautiful picture showcasing the moment Ryan and his wife were reunited after more than 2 years. Can't imagine. 893 days.
That's insane. I can't even imagine going through something like that. Like, it's gut-wrenching. Over 2 years?
Yeah. Away from home? What a scary situation. We're so glad he made it home safe.
Yeah.
And, the amount of people that showed up for him this past Saturday in Dansville, over 200 people. It's awesome. It's a great story. Happy to have him here. Coming up on the show, we got to clear the air this morning. It's Monday. Mm-hmm. Lottie, you got a lot you need to get off your chest. 585-252-9800. For There I Said It, we're going to get to all of your unpopular and unhinged opinions coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98PXY.
All right, let's get to your unpopular opinions. It's There I Said It on PXY Mornings, 585-252-9800. It's time to clear
the air.
Sarah, what's up? Phone cameras are too high quality now, and that's the main reason people are so obsessed with their appearance. It's not social media. It's the cameras. There I said it. Yes. Google Pixel does have a good camera.
My girlfriend got a new phone over the weekend, and there's like a button on the side now that like you can zoom in and out on the iPhone.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's whatever.
I'm like, is this a digital camera? What's happening here?
It's not. It's the same features. They add one thing to the 16 and then charge an extra $1,000 for it.
I know.
But we all fall for it. It's not like we have a choice.
When we got our new phone, was that last year?
No.
2 years ago? I don't even remember. Doesn't matter. But I feel like the camera got worse, to be honest.
On the iPhone, you think the camera... What's the best... Guys, I know not everybody has an iPhone, but what's the best cell phone camera? Is it an Android? Is it Google Pixel? I mean, they can do like Zoom 16 on their phones. What do we have? Three Zoom options?
Right. I have no... Some 10. We have 10 because I was at a concert. And
they have 10?
Yeah.
Oh, that seems like a lot too.
Zoom!
Hi guys, retired teacher here. I wanted to contribute this morning and tell the young adults to stop trying to make YouTube your entire career. There I said it. Thanks. Have a great week.
Thank you so much.
All right, you too.
Alyssa's here. She said, kids do not belong on airplanes. There I said it.
Oh.
Yikes.
We're going to the Philippines for the summer, sweetie, but good luck. You're not allowed on a plane.
Oh, that's so tough.
I have to take a plane to Florida this weekend. I don't know what it is. I'm a magnet for crying, screaming babies that sit in either the front of me or the back of me.
Are you direct?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Out of Buffalo.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind. I mean, I'd fly out of Buffalo
a lot.
What
it is.
It's not that bad.
No, it's not.
Let's go over to our friend Rose. Good morning, guys. Anyone who opens a new pack of something while there's already one open is an absolute moron in speeding towards their own divorce. There, I said it. Talking about anyone in specific, Rose? Anyone you're thinking about? I'm guilty of doing that in my own house. I'm not kidding.
Opening something?
No, if I have two, I'll open one. There's still one left in the other one, but I open a brand new pack. It just makes me feel better because it's fresh.
Right, it's fresh. Of course. Fresh to death.
By the way, anyone know how long chicken breast can last in the refrigerator?
Don't ask me. You're not.
Well, I bought a chicken breast at Wegmans. Before I gave Wegmans up for Lent, I bought chicken.
Yeah, how's that going, by the way?
I didn't go into Wegmans this weekend.
I didn't hit my snooze this morning. Not one time.
So I'm trying to figure out how long I have because I don't pay attention to the due date because it's not accurate when it comes to food. It's just not. You think that chicken is good until April? We're going to find out.
So, when it starts growing legs and walking out, that's when you know it's time to head on out.
A chicken breast with legs?
Yeah. You're like, wait, what happened?
The worst part about relationships are the ones that need to cuddle in order to fall asleep. There, I said it. Oh, that's true, Kyle. Yeah, that could be really tough. It's already 75 degrees in the room.
Yeah, no thanks.
Oh, that's hard, yeah.
This person says ice cream is a perfectly reasonable thing for a child to ask for breakfast. There, I said it. Tell me you don't have control of your kids without telling me you don't have control of your kids. Angel here.
What's up, Angel?
If you live in a community and don't pick up after your dog, you're a complete jerk. There, I said it.
I'm going to have to agree with that. Do not live in a community? You mean like...
Like a apartment complex.
Townhomes.
Yeah.
Kind of like where you live.
Yeah.
How many units are there? Eight?
A lot of
people.
There's a lot of dog poop laying around.
Yeah, I don't like that. Abe says, might be an unpopular opinion this morning, but I allow my 7-year-old to use any swear word in the book. Allowing kids to swear only gives them less of a reason to do it when they're older. There, I said it. How true is that?
Interesting.
Okay, that's a hot take, Abe.
That is a hot take. Wow. All right.
Anna says, sleeping with your pet is dirty. There, I said it. I love my dogs, but no way are they sleeping in my bed or getting on my couches. I bathe my dogs on the daily. There's no way it wouldn't cause you and your mattress to stink.
Bathing your dogs on the daily is kind of crazy. I feel how like your skin would probably fall off.
So. How often are you supposed to bathe a dog? Once a week?
Once a month.
Oh, it was tough.
It's actually very bad for their skin if you give them a bath daily. And that's a lot of time and effort.
I mean, but, you sleep with your dog, right? You and your girl?
I mean, I try not to.
Well, what choice do you have? You guys are sharing a California king.
She has a bed that she sleeps in sometimes.
On the floor next to you guys?
Yeah.
What's the dog's name?
Phoebe.
Phoebe.
A dream.
Speaking of beds, I didn't make my bed this morning. But well, for good reason, because everybody knows if you make your bed in the morning, you're most likely to be successful than the person next to you who doesn't. And that's true. However, it's time to wash the sheets. So it's like, as soon as I get home, I got to wash the sheets, which I like to do anyways before I travel. You know what I mean? Anyone else? Who doesn't like coming home?
I do too. I like to come home to fresh sheets.
Same. Fresh bamboo sheets. Not the ones that cut you, Breezy. Just regular bamboo.
Yeah. The ones that slice your ankles. I'm like, I have a splinter laying down.
But I'm not going to lie. Yeah, it was a little difficult this morning leaving the house knowing that it was in shambles.
You broke out into a cold sweat. You did. You're like, ah. The past 30 years of my life. Whatever. It'll be there when I get back. Easier for me to get into.
The same person that says, why clean a dish? It's just going to get dirty again.
That's true. It's so true. The dish has fungus growing on it. I'm like, adds character.
It's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.